Listen up, team. Triathlon nutrition functions as a critical fourth discipline, and I want you to mark this down. Fueling strategy failures consistently cause more race day disasters than inadequate physical training. Peak performance doesn't just come from the pool, the bike, or the road. It emerges right at the intersection of your fitness and your precise fueling strategy. That's why success hinges on treating your nutrition with the same systematic precision as your training periodization. We need to actively avoid five common pitfalls: underfueling, mistiming your intake, ignoring hydration and electrolytes, experimenting on race day, and neglecting recovery. Most athletes unknowingly sabotage months of hard work through preventable nutrition errors that trigger metabolic adaptation, gastrointestinal distress, and straight-up performance collapse. Remember, proper fueling is never just about counting calories. It requires strategic timing, personalized hydration metrics, and disciplined practice. Your gut adapts exactly like any other muscle, which means your race day nutrition must be systematically tested during training. Let's look at the hard data. Underfueling is widespread across the sport. We're seeing 42% of female and 18% of male endurance athletes showing clear indicators of low energy availability. When you're logging 10 to 15 hours of training a week, but only consuming around 1,200 calories, you trigger relative energy deficiency in sport, or REDS. That impairs your metabolism, wrecks your hormone function, compromises bone health, and tanks your cardiovascular performance. To counter this, your daily macronutrient targets during intense training blocks should be 8 to 12 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight, 1.4 to 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram, and 20 to 30% of your total calories coming from fat. And your total energy requirements have to scale directly with your activity volume. On rest days, you're looking at 12 to 14 calories per pound. Moderate exercise up to 1 hour bumps that to 15 to 17 calories per pound. 1 to 2 hours of training requires 18 to 24 calories per pound. And when you're putting in several hours of activity, you need 24 to 29 calories per pound. As a simple rule of thumb, add 100 calories for every 10 minutes of training. Timing is equally critical to making those numbers work. For pre-workout fueling, aim for a balanced meal 1 to 4 hours before you step outside, or grab 15 to 30 grams of simple carbohydrates 30 to 60 minutes prior. If you're rolling out for a morning session, take in at least 20 to 30 grams of carbs up front, and push that to 50 grams if your workout is going to exceed 75 minutes. Once you finish, you have a narrow window. Post-exercise, consume 1 to 1.2 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight within 30 minutes, and pair it with 20 to 30 grams of high-quality protein to kickstart repair. If you're running back-to-back sessions less than 24 hours apart, don't stop there. Continue carbohydrate replenishment every 2 hours for 4 to 6 hours to fully restore glycogen stores. Now, let's talk hydration and electrolyte management, because this must be strictly personalized. Sweat rates vary wildly, ranging from half a liter to over 2 liters per hour, while sodium loss can swing from 300 to over 2,000 milligrams per liter. A mere 1 to 2% loss in body weight through sweating will slash your athletic capacity by up to 29% and drop your cognitive function by 20%. Conversely, chugging too much plain water causes hyponatremia in roughly 10% of Ironman competitors. So here's your hydration protocol. For sessions under 90 minutes, plain water is completely sufficient. But beyond the 2 hour mark, you need to target 500 to 1,000 milliliters of fluid per hour, mixed with 500 to 1,500 milligrams of sodium per liter. Adjust those numbers based on your personal sweat testing. When race day finally arrives, execution requires strict adherence to your tested protocols. Never, ever introduce unfamiliar products on race day. You begin testing your complete nutrition strategy 6 to 8 weeks before your goal event, gradually building your carbohydrate oxidation capacity and gut tolerance. Standard race intake sits at 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour, but that scales up to 90 grams for experienced athletes tackling ultra-endurance distances. And a quick note on the night before, avoid heavy carb loading. Excess glycogen storage just causes sluggishness and unnecessary digestive strain on the start line. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. First, calculate and meet your actual energy needs to prevent underfueling and red S. Second, time your nutrition strategically, fueling before, during, and immediately after workouts to maximize glycogen restoration and muscle repair. Personalize your hydration by calculating your exact sweat rate and sodium loss, hitting those 500 to 1,000 milliliter fluid and 500 to 1,500 milligram sodium targets for long sessions. Never experiment on race day. Test every single nutrition product during training 6 to 8 weeks in advance. Prioritize your recovery nutrition with targeted carbs and protein within 30 to 60 minutes post-exercise to accelerate adaptation and prevent overtraining. Treat your entire nutrition plan as a trainable discipline that demands consistent practice, progressive overload, and meticulous execution. Mastering these fundamentals is exactly what separates the athletes who hit the wall from the ones who sustain peak performance from start to finish. Train smart, fuel precisely, and see you out there.